What are the trade publications for the movie and the TV business, and how do you get in them? Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. Well, the trade publications exist to let the people know in the industry what's going on, and everyone in the industry reads them. Almost every time somebody texts me an article about, oh, did you see this? It's like, yes, I'd already seen it. Or same, vice versa. All my working filmmaker friends, when I send them something, it's rare when I get a, oh my God, I had no idea this existed, unless I'm catching it right when it comes out and I'm kind of breaking the story to them. The big three are Variety, which is still the top. And it's been around, God, over 100 years, I believe now. Hollywood Reporter and Deadline. Those are the three kind of big ones, at least for US, because then you have internationally, you have Screen International and Screen Daily and things like that, and World Cinema. And there are so many publications. And the numbers, I can't tell you. I don't know the numbers for those other ones. And if you ever go to a film market like Cannes, you see there are like 30 different publications. But you really want to go for those first three that I named, which is Variety, Hollywood Reporter, and Deadline. You're not going to get it all three at the same time unless it's some kind of gigantic news, right? You want to get, because all those publications want the exclusive, right? So you want to, when you send that press release out, it's exclusive to Variety or exclusive to Deadline or exclusive to Hollywood Reporter, and they kind of break that news. The key with getting in those publications, well, there are a couple avenues. One is if you know somebody, if you know an author, an editor, a writer that does columns, maybe they've written something for you in the past, that's a great way to go. If you've been in Variety before, you look, all right, who wrote that article? And you can reach out, hey, I remember you did an article on so-and-so movie that I did, wondering if you could take a look at this press release. And that's a good way to do it. But ultimately, it does come down to having something press-worthy, right? If you have a film, you can't get that, you know, in Variety when you're shooting and in Variety when you're casting and in Variety when you wrapped and in Variety when it's released, unless, again, it's something gigantic, right? So those press releases for an independent filmmaker really have to be smart and timed well. You really have to make sure you save it. You know, there is a theory that a publicist once was talking to me about not going to IMDb right away, because the second you're on IMDb, it's kind of like announced to the world. And so many younger filmmakers, oh, I want it on IMDb because I want their credits and stuff like that. And it's much better to not put it on there, because the second that you do, it's kind of announced and you've lost that initial pop. Another way to get onto those publications is to work with a publicist. There are great publicists out there, and some you can sign on just to do the press release. Like, you know, what is it going to cost for you to get this press release out there? They don't have to do the full press junket or the full EPK for the movie. It would be your unit publicist or anything like that. They could just potentially do that one press release, get it out there, and they'll have connections. They'll have writers that do them favors and things like that and get your name out there. But the key with this is it is something you shouldn't ignore. You should not just go, oh, whatever. I don't give a crap about being Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Deadline. No, you should. You definitely should, because that's when the industry knows that you are a working professional. And that's an important distinction, right? You can get it on any website and any, you know, social media or something like that, and your friends and family will think, oh, that's fantastic. But what does the industry think? You know, for you, you're getting an article in Variety or a mention in Variety, let's just say, that is so much more powerful. People start to go, oh, wow, he or she's doing something, right? They're out there and they're a working professional. And so that's great for you. I just want to also hit on the other thing is that if there are sites or publications that are genre-based for whatever genre you're doing, the easiest example being horror. Like if you get in Fangoria or Dread Central or, you know, one of those publications, Rue Morgue, you're getting in those top publications that are super targeted. That is just as powerful in a different way, right? There is something about, you know, getting a more focused press release to your audience, you know, and that could help too. Like say there was a faith-based website that really profiled faith-based movies. Like getting a publication, them to publicize something on your movie would be super powerful for you. But remember, that could be powerful for you and for your audience, but ultimately, again, the power is going to come from being in those big three as far as the power in the industry goes and as far as giving a kind of jolt to your career. Thank you for tuning in to the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.